North Battleford, the man who pled guilty to manslaughter in connection to the death of Sequin Muswa in North Battleford, will learn his sentence on September 10. That is the date in which Judge Dan O'Hanlon will deliver his sentence in provincial court in North Battleford in the case involving Keenan Morasti, 22, who had previously pled guilty to manslaughter as well as four lesser charges, including a threatening charge as well as three breaches of conditions. Morasti had pled guilty to manslaughter in October 2020 after initially being charged with second-degree murder. After months of delays, the sentencing of Morasti got underway Wednesday morning in provincial court in North Battleford, with Crown and Defence making their sentencing submissions. An agreed statement of facts was submitted, but the Crown and Defence were not in agreement on all issues, least of all being the length of sentence. Crown Prosecutor Scott Bartlett called for a 12-year sentence for Morasti, while defense attorney Michael Nolan called for a 6-to-8-year sentence. The facts outlined in court provided further details of what transpired on March 8, 2020, when Muswa was killed. Both Morasti and Muswa had been in an on-and-off relationship for 6 years and had a 3-year-old child. They had attended a round dance event on March 7 and had made their way back to their apartment on the 1900 block of St. Laurent Avenue in North Battleford along with several other relatives and friends. According to the facts in court, an argument and fighting ensued in the early morning hours between Morasti and Muswa. The Crown indicated the conduct by Morasti took place over a significant period of time, apart from a short break during which Morasti was locked out of the apartment. According to the facts outlined in court, between 3 and 4 a.m. there was repeated conduct where Morasti had kicked and stomped his foot on Muswa. It was at this point that others at the apartment began to leave. The Crown noted Morasti was then locked out of the apartment for a period of time to about 5 a.m., which the Crown said could have allowed the accused a chance to cool off. Instead, Morasti returned inside, and a severe beating of Muswa took place. It was also outlined in court that around 5:15 a.m. a police officer had arrived at the door of the apartment and heard voices inside. When he announced that the RCMP were at the door, the voices heard inside went silent. The Crown stated the severe beatings took place between 5:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., but more likely closer to the earlier time. It was also noted that Morasti had performed CPR on Muswa trying to revive her. The official cause of Muswa's death was stated as blunt force trauma to the head. No weapons were involved in the assault, Bartlett said, other than hands and feet. The degree of force was outlined in the autopsy report, the Crown stated, including multiple blunt force injuries, injuries to Muswa's torso, head and face, lacerations, bone fractures and other injuries. The facts that were most disturbing, according to the Crown, and an aggravating factor, was that this was an assault on a domestic partner. Bartlett characterized Morasti's conduct as uncontrolled rage, resulting from jealousy, and that it was alcohol that brought it all about. Jealousy combined with alcohol and uncontrolled rage is at the root of all this, said Bartlett. Bartlett told the court that the agreement to plead guilty was based on the Crown taking the position that the acceptable range was between 8 to 12 years in prison. But the final autopsy report, which hadn't been available until after the agreement was made, pushed us to the top of that range, said Bartlett. In his submission, defense lawyer Nolan took particular issue with any suggestion that a second assault might have occurred in the bedroom area. Nolan noted his client Morasti had denied a further assault took place throughout, and he argued this point was not proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Nolan noted that Morasti had been upfront and open about being responsible for Muswa's death from the beginning. Nolan noted that after Morasti realized Muswa was dead, Morasti thought of taking his own life. The defense also pointed to GLADU factors in Morasti's case, noting Morasti had experienced family dislocation, substance and physical abuse and disconnect from his father and mother. Nolan also noted that in dealing with his psychological and psychiatric issues, Morasti turned to substances. Victim impact statements were presented by a number of family members in court. The family members directly addressed Morasti, with one standing across from him in the prisoner's box at one point to denounce his actions. They tearfully noted the impact of the tragedy on their family, resulting in a further suicide of a family member following Muswa's death. When Judge O'Hanlon asked Morasty if he wished to speak, Morasty apologized for his actions. "I'm sorry to the family," he said, adding, "I can't take back what I did." Morasty is remanded in custody until the September 10 sentencing decision.